Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Remember, the holiday show is Friday at the MGM Sportsbook, and it's open to you, the listeners. We're trying to get you guys out there. It's Friday before Christmas. Take the day off. Come out. Hang out with us. Gamble. Have some cocktails with us. We're going to just, you know, it's going to be a good time. So the holiday show is always fun. It's usually right here in this studio, but come out and hang out
with us.
We're
going to take it out. We're going to take it on the road.
We're going to be playing some games, having a good time.
And we'll have some good stories from the night before.
Yep.
Some of the guys are going to go out to RPM. That's new to me. I'm embarrassed that it's new to me.
I've heard of RPM. I've never been there.
What's the other place we used to go? Was there like a steak spot that's like prime rib or something? Or
there was a steakhouse we went to a couple times.
Is that not there anymore?
That's a great question. I assume it's still there.
That was always a place that we would go to before a game.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go sit in the Hennessy Loft and watch the Wiz probably
on
lose.
On Thursday, yep.
But that'll be fun. We'll have a lot to talk about. And then Friday will just be festive, kind of the last show before the holidays.
Yep.
Yeah, always a good time.
So come out and join us on Friday on air, 6 to 10, at the MGM Sportsbook. The scenario we were just kind of going over.
We were actually talking about it during the break.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening. It kind of puts more pressure on the Commanders to beat the Eagles, even though that's a tall task.
Yeah.
Right? The Eagles are legit. 10 straight wins, defense legit, all kinds of weapons. Barkley killed them the first time they played. It kind of puts more pressure on the Commanders to beat the Eagles because right now the Falcons, who the Commanders play in a week and a half on Sunday night, it's been flexed to Sunday night, they're a mystery because we don't know what kind of offense they're going to have with Michael Penix. They could suck. He could look like a rookie and just look clueless.
Yeah, what if he goes out there and plays like Bryce Young did, is for sure.
Right.
That'd be great.
Or he provides a spark and they're a totally different team and they're a much better offense. We just have no idea.
But here's the scary part about it. If you assume, and you can't assume anything in this league, but if you assume that the Eagles, who are currently the number one power-ranked team in football, at least according to ESPN, they beat us. Let's say it's a tight game, goes down the stretch. They kick a field goal, whatever.
We play great, but we lose.
Yeah. That Falcon game is now kind of must win.
Yeah, it's an elimination game.
The season could end. Here we are thinking that we're kind of a lock for the playoffs for the most part the last 7 or 8 weeks.
You would have felt a lot better going into that game with playing against Kirk Cousins, I think, because Cousins was so bad over the last 6 weeks.
No, I actually think I'd rather go against the rookie.
Okay.
It's only in his second NFL start.
All right.
But it's a total unknown, and it's just a guess.
It is.
I think I'd rather go against a guy like him than a guy like Kirk, who's probably thrown for, 40,000 yards in his career and several hundred touchdowns.
Of course. He's been really bad, but they made the change.
Go against a kid that's done nothing.
But that scenario is kind of scary, even though you get him at home and you'll be playing against a rookie in Penix. But it's a must-win game, because if you lose that game, then now all of a sudden the Falcons are elevated into that seventh spot.
I don't know. I want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. If you're like me and you're prone to panic, you could quickly go from sort of just thinking about this game. We're free-rolling, which is why I've kind of thought about it all week.
Mm-hmm.
I expect to, you know, we'll put up a fight, and then who knows? Doesn't really matter. But then if you do lose, everything's on the line against the Falcons. Essentially, it's a playoff game. Playoffs start, if you lose to Philly, the playoffs start next week.
Pretty much.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and since, think about all of the, we were going over the playoff percentages that, you know, all the books were putting out, and they were at 72%, 78%. I mean, they were very high up. And now I'm sure they're probably still in that 60 to 70 range. But if you lose to the Eagles and the Falcons win, well, that dips.
Because the Falcons have, what, the Giants this week?
Giants this week, and then the Panthers at home to finish
out. We are rooting so hard for the Giants. We're rooting hard for the Giants.
Of course, of course. And then, look, anything could happen. The Falcons could lose to the Panthers the last week of the season, and the Commanders beat the Cowboys, and that could get them in.
Yeah, but that requires them to lose.
That requires them, correct.
But it's kind of, you're kind of like on a razor's edge as a fan, and you don't quite realize it because you think, okay, we're pretty good here. Doesn't really matter what we do against Philly. We get, you know, we got Atlanta, and no. If we lose to Philly, the Atlanta game basically is the start of the playoffs.
It's a play-in game, yes.
It's
and I never thought
kind of a terrifying thought.
Kind of looking at the schedule and looking how, you know, all the scenarios, I was never really thinking about that because the Falcons had lost four straight. I think I said last week, I said the Falcons are dead. I could be wrong on that. I mean, they might not be dead now because of this quarterback change. I didn't think they would lose to the Raiders. I thought they would beat them, but they looked bad. But they got the win to get to 7-7. Now that Penix is in there, we just have no idea what kind of offense they're going to have. We just don't know. He could provide a spark, or he could be clueless, and they could be a worse offense than they've already been the last few weeks.
It'd be hard to be worse.
It sure would. But
it would be hard to
be worse. And I'm guessing they're going to be better. Because I'm guessing that he's not going to play as bad as Kirk Cousins, where he had one touchdown and nine picks in the last 5 weeks. I don't think he's going to play that bad.
All right, let's go to Mo in D.C. Mo, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, first of all, EB, I love you. You know why I love you? Because you're a real fan.
Thank you.
I get what you're saying. You get what I'm saying? I'm a real fan, too. So you watched our team, just like our team, different iterations of our team, but our team, against unknown quarterbacks. What did they do to us, EB?
I don't know. Remind me. We always lose.
They kill us.
Yeah.
They kill us. They set records on us. Unknown. It's crazy. So
we almost got Spencer Rattler last week.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'd much rather play Kirk than Penix.
Uh-huh.
It's just one of those things where I don't know what it is about our team in these decades. But a quarterback comes out of nowhere off the bench, you know, throw me in the game, coach, and lights us up for 500 yards, and somehow has a game-winning drive, just like you said last week, Spencer Rattler. Why would Spencer Rattler even have them in the game?
Yeah.
It was the same players without Alvin Kamara, and Spencer Rattler almost beat us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Washington was not good in the second half. You're scared, Mo.
So is that putting more emphasis on the Eagles game than maybe previously you had thought about?
So every game that goes on in the NFL is a big game. The reason why the Eagles game is so big is because we lost to the Cowboys.
Right.
That's why the Eagles game is so big. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Cowboys game is going to be big, because we lost to the Cowboys the first time. The
right.
Cowboys game was a pivotal game in the season. So if we can get an Eagles win, it'll make the game next week less important. So we gotta right. try to beat the Eagles.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, if you somehow beat the Eagles and then Atlanta loses to the Giants, well, then you're in. You're in.
Yeah.
But if the opposite happens, that game Sunday night is going to be massive.
The whole season's on the line.
It's going to be freaking massive.
It's actually terrifying to think about. Let's go to Jermaine. Jermaine, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Yo, what's up?
Yeah. I've been watching this Atlanta thing carefully. I was hoping they didn't make that move to Penix.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Penix was the best quarterback in college football. Mm. Think about it. His knock was his age. and he was injury.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, if you watched that Texas game last night, Penix, he throws a good deep ball. I mean, he's super accurate. You know, I was worried about that. So I don't, you know, I'm a little worried about that game against Atlanta now. I would much rather play Kirk because Kirk, his confidence was down.
Yep.
He was making bad throws. I mean, you know, we had a good chance with Kirk. So I'm a little bit worried. I think Penix is going to be a really good NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he
so
he
now
might
you're
be.
You're worried.
But what about Jermaine? The Philly game? So doesn't that put more emphasis on the Philly game?
Absolutely, but I don't think matchup wise we don't match up well against Philly. Philly's strength is he plays to our weakness. We can't stop the run, and that's their strength. And their offensive line is great. And then Carter, he kills us every time we play him.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, hopefully Biotis is back because you know we'll need that against Carter because. Our interior, we struggled against Philly in the interior last time.
Yeah. Right. No, you're right.
No, yeah. For sure. The good news is, listen, there's not very much good news, but I felt like Barkley didn't kill us until the end, the last two runs. Now, they were backbreakers, and they ended the game.
It doesn't matter when it happens.
Yeah, but we did a decent job against them for three quarters,
okay.
I thought.
But you got to play four quarters.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
right.
That's why he's so good.
We're a little weak in the interior defensive line, too. I mean, they seem to really gash us in the interior. Mm-hmm. Like, we just don't have the beef up front on a defense.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, it puts a lot of emphasis on, well, maybe not a lot, but more emphasis on the Eagles game, but certainly next Sunday night against the Falcons.
And I'll tell you what, if we don't have Chin, because Chin could do a lot of things. He's a little bit of a thumper, too. Like, you know?
Okay, but should have him for the Falcon game.
Should have him for the Falcon game.
So
but
if he doesn't play
I'm thinking about Philly.
Because
now I'm thinking Philly, we got to try to find a way to sneak that one. We got to find a way to steal that one.
Well, I just think you just have to focus on beating the Falcons at home. It's Sunday night. It's going to be a hyped-up game. That's the big one. That's the big one. Because no one really expects them to beat the Eagles. You don't expect them to beat the Eagles.
I don't, but I expect them to put up a fight. I expect it to be a good game. I don't expect to get smoked.
Okay, I don't expect that either.
So that could be our secret. The Eagles may underestimate us, and
right.
We may be able to sneak one in. They don't need that game, so maybe you know they're in cruise control mode.
Maybe and
well,
I think,
no, they do need the game, Jermaine, because they're trying to get that number one overall seed. They want to get home field advantage,
right.
And right now they're battling Detroit and the Vikings.
All right, Jermaine, thank you, buddy. All right, let's do one more.
It's a big game for the Eagles.
Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, what's up, pal? 800-636-1067. Now I'm starting to panic. As we got our last three games here.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Hey,
real quick. I disagree with the caller you had a couple calls ago. He said that we always lose to these new quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
That might be true, but with Rattler, we didn't know we were playing Rattler. So I think we're getting Penix at the perfect time, only because we're going to have film on him. You're going to have him
one game.
You're going to have a full game of him with film. You're going to hopefully know what his tendencies are. What we can do as far as blitzes or not, or zone, whatever the case is. So, yeah, I was scared of playing Kirk Cousins, to be honest with you. I was scared of that game. Now I'm a little bit more comfortable, believe it or not, because I do feel that we're getting him out of – now, if they started Penix first, this was going to be his first game against us. I might be a little scared because you don't have film on him. You don't know, he could just be lighting it up for that reason. But, no, I do feel more comfortable with Penix. It being his second game.
What about the Eagle game?
You know what? You guys were talking about it yesterday, and I called in, but it was a little too late. I agree with you guys. It's one of those games where I don't think it's a must win. I've always felt that. Now, the Cowboys, Falcons, must games, period.
Yes.
Those are must games with the Saints. The three out of the last four, I think you had to win three out of four. I didn't agree with Kevin Sheehan when a while back he was saying 10's a lock. I don't know if 10's a lock. But I think these are the Falcons, Cowboys, must games. Eagles, not a must game. I think I hope you play them tough, but it's not a must game. And if you win, that's just a plus the way I see it.
Yeah.
You got to beat the Falcons. You got to beat the Cowboys. You have to. If you lose to any of those two, you probably don't even deserve to be in the playoffs anyway. So
might be true.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, buddy.
I got one quick question. If you guys could answer real quick,
go
especially
ahead.
You, EB, because your daughter's. My daughter's being looked at as far as several D2s and D3s in volleyball. Unfortunately, she's a libero. Just a quick Costco, guys, if you could give me a doom or boom, I'll hang up and listen. She's being looked at a school up there in Ashland, Virginia. Is that a doom or boom type city? And I'll hang up and listen.
Ashland?
Ashland, right outside of Richmond?
I know nothing about
Ashland. What school is it? Is it Randolph-Macon?
You didn't say.
Is that where Randolph-Macon?
I'd say if the school has what she's looking for, if it's the size that she's okay with, they got a good culture on the volleyball team, go for it. I think there's nothing like it. But it can't just be a volleyball-only decision.
I think that's probably the school he's talking about, Randolph-Macon. Randolph-Macon's a good school. I don't know what kind of a volleyball program they got. No idea.
Yeah.
All right, stay with us. We've got Adam Kaplan to talk NFL, and, of course, we'll focus on the Commanders-Eagles game. That'll be in, about an hour, 8:45. Stay with us.
All right, there's a chill in the air as that cold Washington winter is creeping in. Make sure your residential or commercial heating system is ready to keep you warm and cozy all season long by calling the five-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
A Crop Metcalf 5-star technician has the training and know-how to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. For peace of mind all season long, do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.